And I think some of us need to go there. I think some of us need to get in that place to say, I've never told this to anyone, but I feel like the Lord wants me to share it with you. I think some of you, it's going to be a breakthrough if you can do that. I'm not forcing anybody. I don't want to hear it all. And I believe that God will protect those. I always tell people, if somebody wants to take what God's showing me to do and use that against me, then man, are they going to be in trouble with Dad. God will get them. I don't have to worry about it. I got to preach what I got to preach. I can't worry about it. Everybody wants to twist it or say something about it or whatever. That's not my job. My job is to trust God with it. But it's certainly, you overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. If you can't even have a testimony in these areas, you may not be able to overcome it. But at the same time, there's wisdom. You don't walk into a bunch of heathens at work and say, by the way, you know, they're all just going to gossip about it. And it could get you fired. I'm just telling you, there's a place for wisdom. There's a place to just, you know, see, Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing, and he had no sin. We need to only share these kind of things when the Father really puts on our heart to share. If it's very hard for you to share, then don't. I don't want you sharing where people aren't mature. I just want to do this. Let's see how to do this. I guess we're not going to preach the other thing. Oh, man, I wanted to. Come Friday night. If you feel that you need to really deal with something, and maybe it's just getting to the surface of it or talking about it, it's not going to be everyone. So don't think if you're sitting out there, it has to be you. I'm just trying to find out who has that need. A lot of you have already done a lot of this and gotten free. And if we need more people, I'll call some more of you up. Are there 11 people here who feel like, you know, I just really feel led of the Spirit? Karen's going to sing for a second. And when she sings, I want everybody to close their eyes, if you would. And I want you to say, Lord, bring anything to my memory that maybe I think has been finished and done with, but you're showing me you want me to confess this and really go after this issue deeper. And I will say, men, you'll be with men, and ladies, you'll be with ladies. And so I may need to call more men up. I may need to call more ladies, whatever. Okay, that doesn't mean that everybody up here has it all together. It just means these are people I know you can trust, because some of you just need to say it. Some of you just need to say it and really get free in this area. If when Karen sings the song she's about to sing, I just want you to close your eyes, and I want you, and we're going to have something for those of you who aren't doing this, so don't worry about it. Then after we meet in these groups, and these groups are only going to be about 15 or 20 minutes. This is just to get to the issue, begin to deal with it. If it's something where they need more ministry, then next week we'll have more time for it or whatever, okay? We're just doing things different. We're just doing what the Lord shows us. But I just want to make sure everybody totally gets everything out that has anything to do with unclean. I want to get totally free. Some of the things I've mentioned tonight are just keys to getting prayer, and we'll pray that. You may not have to mention, if you've already talked to me about it and we've really dealt with it, you don't have to talk to one of them, because I just want you to say it and get it out there, okay? And we're going to do whatever God shows me after we let these people go forth. While Karen's singing, I want everyone to close their eyes, and I just want you to ask the Lord to put anything in your mind that maybe you need to go talk about in this area of sexual sin or this area of perversion, okay? And not other areas. We'll do that in a few minutes if we have enough people who need that. Okay. To be afraid of him. He wants you to be so free.
Never let me go.
He wants you set free from judgments and vows.
I lay it all down.
Self-righteousness.
To hear you say that I'm your friend.
Feel his presence.
You are my desire.
Father, set people free tonight. Lord, somewhere we're going to get free just by speaking those things that have been bottled up inside.
Because nothing else can take.
Father, I ask you to give wisdom to these that you might have others share with others to just put themselves out there, Lord. Father, I thank you that nothing will be trampled on. That not one of these people will use it to talk about or to laugh about or to even mention it to someone else. I don't even need to hear it, Lord.
You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want.
Father, that you'd give compassion to these who are going to be listening.
Help me know you.
And they'd only speak what you have them speak, not what they think. Most of them would just listen tonight, Lord.
Close
with your heart.
Never let me go.
Father, just ask you to just pop into the head, to their faith, thinking.
Lay it all
anything you want them to share. And Lord, that there will come a freedom and a relief. And someone will be completely free just by being able to speak about it.
You are my desire.
I thank you for healing to flow tonight, Lord.
No one else will do.
I thank you, Lord, that you're going to help us to forgive.
Because be set free. Nothing else can take your place.
Lord, at least get this stuff to the surface so we can cast it out later.
To feel the warmth of your embrace.
Give you all the praise and glory, Lord. You're awesome.
Help me find a way.
Any area of shame. If you're here and you feel like the Lord's showing you that he wants you just to talk with one of these people, for whatever thing he wants to do, maybe think, Lord, I've told people whatever. Maybe he's just going to get to something. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't plan any of this. Okay, just know that by now. He knows what he's doing. If you're here and you feel like, Lord, this is some way you're going to set me free in there, I want you to stand up.